You gotta be kidding me. We did not defeat the Democrats. Only to have, oh my gosh, John Thune. Remember him telling Donald Trump not to interfere in the Senate election?
Yeah.
For leader, only to have John Thune undo everything. Can you imagine for a moment? I'm not saying it's going to happen, okay? Can you imagine the Senate, which is led by Republicans, Lindsey Graham and John Thune? I say Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham is the chairman of the Budget Committee, forcing Donald Trump to sign a bill that funds Medicaid for 1.4 million illegal immigrants in violation of federal law. By the way, that's illegal. Which is getting lost here. This is what's so incredible. I mean, just stand back for a moment and marvel at where the Bush Republicans, and there's still a couple of them. They're like landmines buried. They'll blow your legs off. Lindsey Graham's one of them. So is John Thune. By that, I mean, their fundraising base is from the Bush era. They were recruited, groomed, and all of the people they owe are from the Bush era. Now, remember who George W. Bush is, besides being an open borders guy. This is a guy who just last year was part of a nonprofit with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton raising money for Joe Biden's illegal immigrant flights into the country. Remember, they made a big deal of telling us, oh, well, the taxpayer isn't paying. Well, who is? Oh, Bush and Clinton, Obama are raising money for it. I said, they ought to go to prison. Let's RICO them straight to prison. I don't care if they're ex-presidents, but they're above the law. So what is happening here is the Bush people are calling up Thune and Graham and all of them say, listen, the employers who donate the money that keep the Bush family in what little power they have left in the Republican Party, those donors, the source of their money, those donors have only one interest, Lee, and that is to continue carrying out the tax evasion scheme, which is illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is not about labor. It's not about Americans being lazy. It's about bringing in people to dilute the worker pool, bust down wages, but most importantly, to avoid taxes. And then the expenses, because you don't pay your workers enough, the expenses for the health care, the expenses for the food, all of that gets sloughed off on the middle class of the United States of America. It's been a great scam for a long time, and it's the only reason that the Bush cabal has power, because those donors give money to be able to continue breaking the law. Okay, I set that up. So the parliamentarian of the Senate is not elected. It's an unelected body. They could eliminate her job tomorrow, or they could just ignore her. She was appointed by Harry Reid back in 2012, a Democrat who is now dead. Do you think for a moment, if we were to replace her with a Republican, conservative Republican, do you think for a moment the Democrats would allow that conservative Republican, a parliamentarian, if they were in charge, to say, hey, no more funding for illegal immigrants illegally to get Medicaid and Medicare? Because that wouldn't happen.
Well, they do what they always do. They'd simply ignore the rules, say they don't apply to them.
Yeah, well, John Thune is using, he's the leader, and I use that term lightly, of the Republicans in the Senate, is saying, well, you know, I have to go along with the parliamentarian. No, you don't, you liar. You lying sack. You do not. You can ignore anything she says. You can fire her. In fact, that would be a really good idea. So when you hear what she has dictated, I'm sorry, I did not go to the polls to elect the Senate parliamentarian. She doesn't get to say. This is outrageous that Thune is like, well, yeah, I don't have a choice. Sorry. Listen to what she's saying has to stay in this bill. 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid, illegally in violation of federal law, get to stay. They get to get the Medicaid, which means more get to get the Medicaid. Medicare for illegal immigrants. This is outrageously. I don't even get free government health care. I have to pay, and I'm an American citizen.
What, food stamps? You're looking for equity, Tara? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm a lesser life form than an illegal immigrant. SNAP benefits, because, of course, the Bush employers don't pay enough. SNAP benefits. Which is food stamps. You've got to feed the illegals somehow. I mean, if they're going to work in our factories and depress wages, I mean, if you got to cut the wages, somebody got to pay them. So it's going to be the government. It's going to be you. We'll print the money. You pay at the grocery store when you check out. You know what else she stripped out? The drilling permits. Fast-tracking energy drilling permits. You know how Joe Biden put the coasts of our country off limits to drilling?
Yeah, and Governor McMaster, too.
Yeah, he's a disaster. A guy can't be gone fast enough. Well, and there's no reason for us not to do. Can you imagine the powerhouse South Carolina would be? Okay, if we could, when we have the biggest deposit of natural gas is off our coast. Can you imagine? All we got to do is run a pipeline out there,
and we can't even look for it.
No,
the state and anybody else is barred from even looking for it because we might disturb some dolphins.
And as well, we wouldn't even do that because as Jeff Duncan exhaustively tried to explain to these idiots. the platforms they have now, they're not like the ones in the Gulf of Florida where you can actually see them off the coast. You can't see them. The way they're built, you sit all day long on that beach, you'll never see.
You mean Gulf of America, Terry?
I'm sorry. Things are moving so fast.
I know.
So anyway, and here's the outrage of it, okay? I've spent a lot of time on those beaches with my kids in Charleston, Myrtle Beach, because I did radio on both places. Do you know what you see when you sit on those beaches? Those big, massive, nasty cargo container ships with the rust leaking down the side, like the rust stains, just a parade of them coming into port. And that's killed our tourism. It didn't. You going to tell me a natural gas platform out there that you can't even see is going to do anything? Can you imagine piping that into this state and building our manufacturing, like as the backbone of our manufacturing? The prices that we can manufacture, well, it would make too much sense. Sorry, what am I thinking? Anyway.
Oh, we might even fund roads and bridges.
Sense, and we never do anything that makes any sense. So anyway, back on this. So John Thune trying to say, oh, so sorry. Yeah, but the parliamentarian is saying, can you imagine making Donald Trump sign a bill that funds Medicaid and Medicare for illegal immigrants that he's trying to remove from the country? That is an anchor to keep them here. It is outrageous. Stripping Trump's energy drilling permits. Well, I'm sorry. Did Thune get an email from China? Is that it? Is that what they want? Republican leadership, y'all. That's why we lose. So there's a lot of ways around this. J.D. Vance can overrule the parliamentarian. John Thune could come to his senses, fire her, or ignore her. But here's your problem, Lee, right now. And by the way, they asked Lindsey Graham about this. Well, you know, how on earth can you pass this? Like, how can you even do this? I'll play that in a minute. He's like, well, you know, we got to get this to Trump's desk. Got to go fast. It's not worth it. Not worth it.
Always beware the bums rush.
Yeah, really. I know. And whenever Congress starts moving fast like that and claiming they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Well, here's Representative Tim Burchett from the House, right? And he is just you can tell this, he's just gobsmacked. Like, wait, you want us to fund Medicaid for illegals, food stamps for illegals, take the drilling permits out of it? I mean, this is a horror show. Here he is.
I don't know why we allow an unelected bureaucrat that much control, but what I worry about in the Senate bill is, of course, the allowing illegals and folks that shouldn't be on Medicaid to be on Medicaid. I don't see why that's a problem.
Allows them on Medicare too. Also, that House bill to fund sanctuary cities, this puts the funding back. Okay, here's your problem right here. Okay, and they can play all the pretend they want. This has got to get killed. Let me tell you why it's got to get killed. Because you've seen how close the House is, right? The votes in the House?
Oh, yeah, it's tight. We know.
Any Republican who votes to fund Medicaid in this bill is going to get primaried. It's going to be like a dinner bell for primary challenge. I can already see the commercials. I can see them. They can't lose 10 votes over there. They can't lose 5 Republican votes over there. Republicans can't vote for this. They can't. It'll be used against them in a primary. Lindsey Graham knows it. So does John Thune. They are evil. And Either way, they win. There's not enough votes to pass this monstrosity in the House. They win. Then it's not, you know, oh, look, it's the House. It wasn't us. This is a poison pill. Now, the good news is, and I hope he's right, Senator Eric Schmidt is saying that he's claiming, nobody else is reporting this, so I don't know if it's true, but he claimed on CNN, we've already got the food stamps out of there. That would mean they're defying the parliamentarian, which is the opposite of what Thune is saying. So I don't know how that's happening, but this stuff's got to be removed. I'm telling you, Republicans cannot vote for this in the House. They will lose their seats. Thune knows it. Graham knows it. This is a game. You know what this is? This is Amnesty Lindsay working his evil behind closed doors, thinking you won't notice. Well, we noticed, sir. I want to remind you, you got a primary coming up, and it'd be a shame if people got really, really, really mad. Behind closed doors, y'all, what are Democrats saying about what Trump pulled off this week in Iran? I mean, when they're not lying in front of the camera. It was pretty damn cool. Here's Senator Bernie Morello. He's a Republican, talking about what Democrats are saying in these classified briefings behind closed doors.
One of the Democrats was in a confidential briefing in the SCIF today and said to General Kane, the operation that you ran will go down in the annals of American history as the greatest military operation ever conducted. A Democrat said that today. What's sick is that they then go on TV and do everything possible politically to undermine the administration. This is not what they believe. This is just pure political grotesque behavior. It infuriates me. Look, I'm just going to call it like it is. Maybe I'm breaking Senate protocol here. But look, I can't stand these guys that say something in private and they go out publicly and contradict it only to score cheap political points, which weakens this country and undermines our military.
What is Obama chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, saying? The truth. This is historic. This is amazing. This completely rewrites the map of the Middle East. And look, folks, not by a little bit either. Hold on. This is not coming up. I hate when that happens. Here you go. He admits you've got to admire Trump. Yeah. No president in the last 45 years had the balls to do what Trump just did. And we shouldn't lose sight of that. I mean, it's truly historic.
Everything that's been done over 40 years by the Ayatollah has been blown up. The nuclear program costing $100 billion, lost in Hezbollah, lost in Hamas, hundreds of billions of dollars, obliterated. They have a brain drain in Iran. They have a weakening economy, major loss. I don't agree with the President of the United States. Do not, on many, many issues. But you have to admire that when the United States says all options are on the table, he just proved all options are on the table. And China and Russia and even North Korea have to step back because that has a level of deterrence. So the blast radius of this goes much farther. Now,
it was a big deal. It was amazing. But they can't admit that. I want to play this for you. It's today's epic rant. It's General John Raising Cane, who oversaw this whole thing. And he talks about how far back the planning for this went. Take a listen. It's today's epic rant.
First, let me set the stage for you. There's an organization in the U.S. called the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA. DTRA does a lot of things for our nation, but DTRA is the world's leading expert on deeply buried underground targets. In 2009, a Defense Threat Reduction Agency officer was brought into a vault at an undisclosed location and briefed on something going on in Iran. For security purposes, I'm not going to share his name. He was shown some photos and some highly classified intelligence of what looked like a major construction project in the mountains of Iran. He was tasked to study this facility, work with the intelligence community to understand it, and he was soon joined by an additional teammate. For more than 15 years, this officer and his teammate lived and breathed this single target, Fordow, a critical element of Iran's covert nuclear weapons program. He studied the geology. He watched the Iranians dig it out. He watched the construction, the weather, the discard material, the geology, the construction materials, where the materials came from. He looked at the vent shaft, the exhaust shaft, the electrical systems, the environmental control systems, every nook, every crater, every piece of equipment going in and every piece of equipment going out. They literally dreamed about this target at night when they slept. They thought about it driving back and forth to work, and they knew from the very first days what this was for. You do not build a multi-layered underground bunker complex with centrifuges and other equipment in a mountain for any peaceful purpose. They weren't able to discuss this with their family, their wives, their kids, their friends, but they just kept grinding it out. And along the way, they realized we did not have a weapon that could adequately strike and kill this target. So they began a journey to work with industry and other tacticians to develop the GBU-57. They tested it over and over again, tried different options, tried more after that. They accomplished hundreds of test shots and dropped many full-scale weapons against extremely realistic targets for a single purpose: kill this target at the time and place of our nation's choosing. And then, on a day in June of 2025, more than 15 years after they started their life's work, the phone rang and the President of the United States ordered the B-2 force that you've supported to go strike and kill this target. Yesterday, I had the incredible honor and privilege of spending time with these two Defense Threat Reduction Agency officers who've given so much. One of them said, quote, "I can't even get my head around this. My heart is so filled with the pride of being a part of this team. I am so honored to be a part of this." To you both, thank you, and thank you to your families. Operation Midnight Hammer was the culmination of those 15 years of incredible work. The air crews, the tanker crews, the weapons crews that built the weapons, the load crews that loaded it.
Unbelievable. Make you fall in love with America all over again. That's the kind of stuff that only we can do, if we're allowed, to defend ourselves from our enemies. It's just fantastic. It's fantastic. We took this horrible weapon away from the people who did October 7th just out of pure hatred and rage. Never forget something, folks. Don't forget who this is. Don't listen to these people like Tucker Carlson online. Never forget that Israel gave Gaza to the Gazans. Gave it to them. Pulled their own dead out of graves. Businesses, families had built for years. Vineyards that had been in families for generations. They gave them all. Whole thing. Here, have Gaza. Have your own space. Let's live in peace. It was a terrible decision, it turns out, on the part of Israel. They turned around immediately and elected the designated terror group Hamas as their government. Hamas, of course, being terrorists, never allowed those people to have another election again. And instead of operating those businesses, instead of turning a profit and building something beautiful for their own people on this peaceful, beautiful piece of land they had been given, they're jihadists. They're anti-Semites. They are defined by their hate. They and Iran went to work planning October 7th, where they would invade Israel on hang gliders, not the military installations, not a military attack, although why you would do that, I don't know, since they gave you the land. No, they use that land as a base from which to butcher families, rape women, and drag their bodies to the streets. Never forget, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and National Review all agree that Iran armed, trained, funded, and provided a logistical real-time support for that attack. You give Iran nukes or nuclear fissile material, Katie, bar the door, because that shows you what they're capable of. And I hope Israel is hinting they're going to kill the Ayatollah. I hope they get him. I hope they get him soon. So they got problems in Florida. Good problems to have. See, well, our governor, useless, Henry McMaster, was busy golfing, cutting ribbons, doing other silly things. I don't even know what he does with his time. Ron DeSantis was leading. And don't give me the bunk. Oh, well, he's a weak guy. He's a weak governor. Who cares? You can use your soapbox. Henry McMaster put it in the basement a long time ago and left it there. See, they got a problem in Florida. Now that virtually every law enforcement agent in the entire state is deputized as a federal immigration, they double deputized him as a federal immigration authority, an agent of the federal government, which Donald Trump begged Republican governors to do starting in February. Only one has stepped up, and it's not our useless sack of you-know-what governor. It's Ron DeSantis. So you know what they're doing now? When they pull somebody over, busted headlight, they pull over an illegal. Well, unlike in South Carolina, where you're not even allowed to check to see, unless you're part of a 287G program, but most of our agencies are not, you're not even allowed to check in most cases to see if it is an illegal. You find an illegal, guess what? You can deport him. Henry could do this. We could deputize our agents. We could deputize SLED. We could deputize our highway patrol. We could deputize the whole state, like Ron DeSantis has done. By the way, you can deputize sheriffs, deputies. You could deputize police. See, right now what happened in this country is that the ACLU and other Democrat evil groups sued so that police officers could not stop illegals. Because they argue they're not, you know, agents of the federal government. They don't have jurisdiction. So that's why it's maddening when you pull over an illegal, you cannot detain him for breaking federal law. Well, in Florida, they can. We could do it here, too, if we wanted to. We just don't. We don't care to. And that is why I brought you so many cases of people fleeing now from Florida up here. We just recently saw this with a guy who kidnapped a 12-year-old, was having sex with her. He could do that in Florida, so he came up to here, South Carolina, where Henry makes that a lot easier, our governor. Well, the problem they got in Florida is this is working so well. They're now an extension of the federal government. They're just picking up too many illegals. It's beautiful. I mean, Florida, you might be a member of a cartel, but you still need groceries. I mean, you got to eat, right? I mean, so how are you going to drive to the grocery store? You may end up in Guatemala. It picked up so many illegals that ICE is saying we can't keep up. We don't have the facilities for them. We don't have the space. That's how well it's going. Well, Henry golfs. And so that is why they are opening Alligator Alcatraz. Right there in the Everglades. It was an existing facility they weren't using. They've just expanded it. It has 5,000 beds. So these illegals can cool their heels while they wait to be sent home. Thank you, Ron DeSantis, every other Republican governor in the nation. There are some of them who have, in their defense, brought back the 87G programs that Joe Biden killed, but that's not good enough. We had those for 15, 20 years. As a reporter, I used to get the 87G reports when I was a kid, right out of school. So the idea, well, we'll have 287G. No, it's not good enough. It's not good enough because they know damn well that these sheriffs and SLED agents and everybody else can't stop people. You know what they're even doing? They're talking about doing this in Texas. This is a separate program. But also in Florida, bounties. You want to hunt them on the weekend? Your off time as a, you know, police officer and want to make some extra money? Get yourself a new, go ahead, pick up some illegals. You get a bounty. Like hunting the boa constrictors down there that are in the Everglades. Get these people out. So Ron DeSantis has a problem. He didn't have enough federal government doesn't have enough space for these people. So he's building it. This is what a real governor does.
Well, first, the reason why we're doing this is because we want to increase deportations. And what ICE has told us is that even though all my sheriffs and police are working constructively to apprehend illegals, they just need more space because when you bring illegals in, they have to process them. There's a little bit of a process that goes into that. And so this is really a force multiplier where we'll be able to temporarily detain the illegals so that the federal government can deport them to their home countries. Now, we already have this airport and training facility that's been there for many, many years. It will have zero impact on Everglades. I've done more for Everglades restoration than any governor in history. But what it will do is it'll be secure. It will not be interfering with Floridians. It will take pressure off our jails in Florida because we obviously have normal criminals.
Yeah, it's really sad. I think I caused this. You heard about the raid that our state did of that cartel-run club in the Myrtle Beach area. I think they did this because I won't shut up. I've been screaming and screaming, and you've been calling and calling and calling. Over 500 of you asked for the sent the text line number for the governor. And I think that the pressure got really hot on them. So they went and did one raid of a cartel controlled club. They got cartel members. So they're here. They're here operating in our state. You heard anything since then? It was a few weeks ago. Nope. No, you haven't. It was just to shut me up. But I don't fool easily. So look, this week we had Josh Kimbrell enter the governor's race. We had Alan Wilson, our attorney general, enter the governor's race. And we're going to hold feet to the fire. This is the most important issue. Let me tell you why. It's not just about crime, although it is that. They can do this. If Ron DeSantis can do this, they can do this. We're going to get answers. I'm going to get answers out of these guys. Will you do this? If you will not do this, deputize them, facility to hold them, I'm going to do my damnedest to defeat you. And I'm just telling you guys right now. And if there's two or three who are willing to do it, then good. I'm going to talk up their praises. Let me tell you why this is the most important thing, the most important issue that these governor candidates will commit now to doing this in the primary. Because a time is going to come when we are going to be terrified and on the verge of amnesty. We are. It'll come. Somehow. It always does. Democrats get power again. Folks, the only reason we didn't get amnesty last time was because the margins were too thin in the Senate. We had like, you know, two independents that they couldn't get it through. It's their priority number one. Whatever exists in this state on the day amnesty passes will determine, do we stay a red state and free? Do we flip to a purple state immediately or do we go full blue? You want to live under that? We've seen what it looks like in New York City. You want to live under that? Because that's who they really are. Well, we got to move and we don't have a lot of time. Folks, I guarantee there's hundreds of thousands here. We got to get them. We got as many as we can. We got to start with the cartel members. We know where they are. But you know what's so sad? Our state knows where they are. We know where their bar is. Get them. Pick them up. Where did Abrigo, St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, where were the states he trafficked to? Virginia and here. They're here. The day that amnesty happens, we need to be prepared because we need to get them the hell out. And if they know that we are hunting them, they know every time they get in that car, it's fraught with danger. You know what they're going to do? They're going to move on. They're going to go to another state. So on that day, when amnesty comes down, this will stay a red state and we will stay free. It is the single most important issue in this election. Make South Carolina a no-go zone for illegal immigrants. And I'm not going to put up with mealy mouth answers from these governor candidates. By the way, so far, Nancy Mace, I don't know if she's going to run, is the only one who has committed with a straight up yes to doing this. So I'm hoping everybody else who runs will follow in her footsteps. More good news this week, folks. A lot of poisons coming out of our food. I've been warning about this for years, particularly the effect that it has on boys. These food dyes are petroleum products, and they are also hormone interrupters. They permanently damage the central nervous system. In fact, you know, it's interesting. I was filling in with Tony Dale on the Common Sense Retirement Planning podcast a few weeks ago. He pulled this article out. It's from the Epoch Times. No one can concentrate on anything for long these days. It's completely ruining society. Everyone is spending their days scrolling to get 3 and 4 second hits of instant gratification. Folks, when I started doing videos online, 9 minutes was the standard. I was back 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, actually. And it was 3. Now it's 1 minute. Why? Food dye. No, it has something to do with it. We make fun of ourselves. You're weak if you have ADHD. Try to concentrate. Yeah, good luck trying to concentrate with yellow dye 6 running through your system. Good luck with that. Crosses the brain-blood barrier. It's a hormone interrupter for boys. Causes inflammation. It's a disaster. I know this from years of reading RFK. One of the cool things about RFK is very interesting about the man is he's a good Democrat, good liberal, environmental lawyer, of course, right? And he starts suing these environmental waste companies over environmental waste sites. And one of the kind of sites that he would sue over, it was petroleum production byproducts. And they were dumping it in the land. It was ending up in the landfills, making people sick. And he realized that one of the ways they were getting rid of the byproducts was selling them as dyes for food. And that's what started all of this. And he realized, oh my God, this isn't our food. And then he realized, wait a minute, This is banned in Europe. It's banned in Canada. Those people aren't dumb. They don't let them poison their children. We shouldn't either. One of the things that makes me, I'm very excited that all of these companies are now lining up because they've been embarrassed in just, you know, ending the poisoning, of, particularly of our children. That's good. But what bothers me is there have been no permanent legal or regulatory changes. And I'm really afraid the second Democrats are back in power, this stuff's going back in our food. But we got to get rid of it. It's ruining an entire generation neurologically, biologically, reproductively.
Nestle, Conagra, and Smucker's just the latest brands to cut out synthetic food dyes in their American products as the Trump administration pushes their MAHA agenda.
These companies are standing up. We had Nestle's this week. We had Conagra. I'm getting rid of food dyes. The great thing about it is that, you know, we have not had to regulate. We have not had to drop that hammer. We're getting this extraordinary outpouring of enthusiasm and cooperation.
It is after a new study reveals that artificial dyes can be found in 19% of U.S. food and drink. Julie Chapon is the co-founder of Yuka. She joins us now to discuss. Julie, this study finding that products are 28% more likely to contain synthetic dyes. Here's the list. Confectionery, sugar-sweetened beverages, ready meals, breakfast cereals, and baked goods like cakes, cookies, and pastries. When I see that list, I think foods that your kids are eating.
These food dyes have been linked to hyperactivity and attention deficit disorders in children, but they have also been linked to gut microbiota disruption, food intolerances, and even reproductive effects for some of them. So it's urgent to raise awareness and push for stronger regulation. And one very
baby steps, y'all. Baby steps. Maybe there'll be so much shame these companies will never put the dyes back. I really hope that's the case. Have a wonderful weekend. Mike Gallagher's up next.